It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Actor Bill Paxton, a Fort Worth native, died over the weekend at age 61. A family representative says the actor, director, died of complications from surgery. Paxton had roles in Hollywood hits over four decades, from The Terminator to Big Love, from Weird Science to Apollo 13. And as KERA's Lauren Silverman reports, he never lost touch with his Texas roots.
Bill Paxton has been, well, just about everywhere. In an F5 tornado in Oklahoma for the film Twister, to the bottom of the sea in Titanic.
Are you ready to go back to Titanic?
To the moon in Apollo 13.
Houston, what do we do if we rip the bag? Can we tape it?
And to outer space in Aliens.
Man, game over, man. It's game over.
He was even in Fort Worth the day JFK was killed.
It was rainy that morning, but nobody cared. You see, it wasn't every day you got to see President Kennedy.
Paxton narrated the documentary JFK, The Final Hours. There's a black and white photo of him from that day in 1963. A wide-eyed little boy whose head bobs above thousands in the crowd.
This 8-year-old kid who managed to perch on his father's shoulders. That's me 50 years ago. What we didn't know was that President Kennedy was going to die in just a few hours.
Paxton lived in Fort Worth until he was 18. Then he set out for Hollywood. His acting career started with minor roles in films like Stripes and The Terminator. Eventually, though, he landed the supporting role of Chet in Weird Science. Perhaps because of his Texas twang, he was often cast as a sort of outlaw or cowboy. His character in Predator 2 was even nicknamed the Lone Ranger. His colleague and friend James Faust, the artistic director of the Dallas International Film Festival, says Paxton was relentless.
Yeah, he was a workhorse, especially as a character actor. He just loved to get into new parts, and he loved reading scripts, and he just loved making films.
Paxton never lost his love for Texas. He helped create the Lone Star International Film Festival in Fort Worth. Then in 2007, when Faust helped start what was then the AFI Dallas Festival, Paxton returned to host panel discussions and mentor young filmmakers.
He's sort of like our actor patron saint, our version of De Niro and Tribeca. And that's just who Bill was. He goes, "You need my help. If I can be there, I'm going to be there."
On one trip back, Paxton sat down with KERA's Chris Boyd on Think and talked about the difference between acting in drama and comedy.
Is a comedy actually any less stressful than a dramatic film, or are they all pretty much the same?
Dying is easy.
Making somebody else laugh.
Comedy.
That'll kill you.
You know what? I think you can't go wrong if you're playing the character. I think if you're intent on the character's goals and or whatever the predicament is, that's really where the comedy comes from.
He had just taken on a landmark TV drama, HBO's Big Love, as a Utah businessman with three wives.
I just heard it was about polygamy, and I thought, well, what the heck is that? I mean, not what is it, but what could that be about? And when I read it, I thought, well, it's so about so much more than that. The writers, the creators have been so clever about finding this weird kind of lens to refract kind of contemporary mores about society and what's taboo. And it becomes really interesting.
Paxton's death came a day before this year's Academy Awards. In a career that spanned four decades, he never received an Oscar nomination, but was nominated for four Golden Globes and an Emmy. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
The Texas State Historical Association is marking Black History Month by highlighting Black Texans who made a mark for African Americans in the state and across the country. KERA digital producer Molly Evans joined Eric Austin to talk about the online archive, which includes some with North Texas ties.
Molly Evans, thanks for stopping by.
It's great to be here.
Now, Bessie Coleman was the first African American woman to get her pilot's license, and she grew up in Waxahachie. What else do you know about her?
She was actually born in Atlanta, Texas in 1892. So when she was growing up, many African Americans ventured north for more opportunities, and that's what Coleman did. At 23, she moved to Chicago, and that's where she got her first desire to become a pilot. But at that time, there were no schools in the U.S. teaching black women to fly.
So what did she do?
She moved to France in 1920, studied aviation, and got her license by June of 1921.
And then I assume she eventually came back to the U.S.?
She started performing in air shows across the country. She performed tricks in the popular style of flying back then called barnstorming. The Smithsonian Channel aired a documentary on Coleman talking about this style.
She was a small little woman, you know, but she'd go up in that aircraft and she'd do her loops and her flips and, you know, recover from stalls at the very bottom and blow everybody away.
That documentary is just really fascinating, and I know Bessie Coleman became really popular.
She used that popularity to encourage other African Americans to fly, and she also made it a point of refusing to perform at locations that wouldn't admit black people.
And I read that she died while flying, right?
She died in flight in 1926 before an air show in Jacksonville, Florida. She was only 34.
So what do we know about Bessie Coleman's life in Waxahachie?
Well, she went to school in a neighborhood a few blocks from Freedman Memorial Plaza. If you go there now, there's a historical marker that tells her story. Also, visitors to the Ellis County Museum in Waxahachie can explore an exhibit about Coleman's youth and her time as a pilot.
Then there's Juanita Craft, who made a big mark in North Texas and beyond. Many credit her with being the first black woman to vote in Dallas County in 1944. Tell me more about her.
Juanita Craft was a prominent leader in the civil rights movement in Texas. She was born in 1902 in Round Rock, which is outside of Austin.
And she spent most of her adult life in Dallas and spent a lot of time with the NAACP.
She joined the Dallas branch of the NAACP in the 1930s and eventually became an organizer for the NAACP in Texas. In her work, she helped organize more than 180 branches of the organization in Texas over a decade.
But her work went beyond the NAACP, right?
She led protests aimed at integrating public universities, lunch counters, theaters, and even the State Fair of Texas. And then, in 1975, when she was 73 years old, she was elected to the Dallas City Council. 10 years later, she died in Austin.
And her legacy certainly lives on. I know there's the Juanita J. Craft Recreation Center.
Yeah, that center is in South Dallas. People in Dallas can also visit her home in the city where she lived for 50 years. It's officially called the Juanita J. Craft Civil Rights House. So I found a C-SPAN video from 1999 about Craft's legacy. Here's more from someone who managed the house at that time.
I believe her legacy to Texas would be the house that she left behind, because you can find all of the great work that she and other civil rights leaders left behind.
Both President Lyndon Johnson and Martin Luther King Jr. visited Juanita Craft in that house to discuss the civil rights movement.
Molly Evans is a digital producer here at KERA. Molly, thanks so much.
Thanks, Eric.
The Texas State Historical Association is offering a free ebook that explores African Americans in Texas history. We have a link at keranews.org.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise.
That's the late poet and writer Maya Angelou reading her poem, And Still I Rise. KERA is sponsoring a Maya Angelou essay contest. High school students can write an essay that interprets one of her poems and describe how it contributes to the understanding of race in the United States and the African-American experience. Winners may be invited to read their essays on the air. The deadline is approaching. Learn more about the contest and the prizes at kera.org/Angelou.
You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise.
Should be mostly cloudy skies tonight. 20% chance rain with a low around 65. Currently 78 degrees in Dallas, 76 in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.